So it gives me great pleasure to introduce to my viewers, hello everyone, Pertu from the band Apocalyptica. Welcome.
Oh yeah, thank you, man. Pleasure being here.
Oh.
Such an interesting times and a good chit chat ahead, I'm sure.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. I'm a big fan of your band, Apocalyptica. I was thinking back in preparation for this this interview of the first time I saw you guys. And it goes back to the days of watching MTV here in England. And a show called Super Rock, which I think took over from Headbangers Ball. It was hosted by a model, I think, Julia Vallée. And it was just, they just introduced these four guys that played Metallica on cellos. And I was like, oh, what's this? You know, I think it was, I want to say it was Nothing Else Matters or maybe Sad But True. I'm not sure which video. It might have even been Enter Sandman, to be honest with you. but I remember seeing you guys back then. So this is like, oh, got to be over 20 years later. And like, obviously the topic of this one is you're back with another Metallica album, essentially, of tracks of theirs that you have converted into your cellist ways. And I'm very excited for it. We've got the Four Horsemen, which you've already released, with Robert from Metallica guesting on there. First of all, how did that come about? You've actually got like a member of Metallica on the track.
Yeah, I start from 20 years ago. This album concept has, in a way, been in our minds for throughout the whole career. That we always knew that there are still a lot of cool songs that we want to play our style one day.
Yeah.
So, but now after pandemics, everything, this felt the exact right moment to dive back to the roots. And of course, you always have to kind of, we have always had a wonderful relation with Metallica. They have been enormously supportive towards us always, but still we approach them to ask that, would they agree? Would it be fine for them if we make such an album? And through those conversations, actually, eventually Rob even offered that he could play something for us. And that's an enormous, amazing feature, of course, to be treated like that. And like, it really, really shows respect also from their side. And we are very, 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 very thankful for it.
Yeah, no, I mean, definitely. I mean, having a member there and playing with you, it kind of, it solidifies what you're doing is something amazing. When it comes to like covering these songs, I mean, I'm looking at the track listing of the album you've got coming out, and you've got, we'll just go through some of Ride the Lightning, instant classic right there, Unforgiven 2, Call of Cthulhu, sorry. You've got a whole bunch of it. You've got even Saint Anger, which I am absolutely gagging to hear, to be honest with you, because that's one of the biggest like talking points of any, when you talk about Metallica, everyone brings up Saint Anger. I remember when that album came out, I owned the album. I bought it. I was one of the people that bought it. It's certainly kind of like, it's a moment for them in general, like, because it's one that got people talking about them, because they were going down a route of very much like after the Black Album with Load and Reload and Garage Days Revisited and all that kind of stuff. They kind of went down a more accessible route from the sort of thrash metal days. But this was kind of a return to the thrash sort of side of things. You've got Holier Than Thou, To Live Is To Die, One, and you've done an instrumental of One as well. And do you have any other guests on that album, or is it just you guys playing with your band?
I feel like somebody might be pointing my head with a pistol. There might be something.
There might be.
I'm not sure.
I mean, going on your previous albums, because like I said, I'm a fan of the work that you guys have done. I mean, Worlds Collide was an absolutely monumental album. When we go back there, just from like having the likes of Corey Taylor, Dave Lombardo, Till Lindemann, Adam, is it Grottier? Grontier? Grontier?
Adam Grontier,
Christina Scabire as well.
Yeah.
Lacuna Coil and Seventh Symphony as well. Symphony as well. That was a great album with plenty of guests on it. Just sort of going on to guests and stuff, I know you recently parted with your longtime drummer. But I noticed from the Four Horsemen video, the drum stool on there and the name that was on it was Snowy Shaw, who I've had on this show before when he released his book a few years ago. He's a great drummer, great sort of like, obviously, you know, in that sort of like metal field, he is legendary, I would say. Is that someone who's joining you, or is that someone, or is that just, you just had his drum stool?
Actually, that was a thanks for him because he organized all that rehearsal room, all the props and original, like real magazines and posters from the 80s. So we wanted to, he's a good friend of the director, Patrick Ulleus.
Okay.
So actually, that was not too meant to
give
a hint that he would be the drummer. We decided to continue like with the cellos. That's also the reason why we wanted to create such a video that we go back in time to the moment when we kind of first time became in love with Metallica's music and started dreaming of this, that maybe we get to do this thing, or maybe we could play a couple of shows where somebody even comes to listen to us. And, you know, then things started to get rolling. And still after all these years, this was a very important and challenging year for us to make the album, which eventually also led to the lineup changes. We will continue performing with the drummer, but I think that kind of for us at the moment, it feels like the best just to concentrate us as a cello band where it all began.
Yeah, I was going to say it's kind of come full circle with the you know the it Plays Metallica on four cellos. I think the first release was, wasn't it? So it's kind of like you say, it feels like a full circle moment for this, just come back. And then, I mean, Metallica have never been bigger, I would say, as well. Some of the shows they've been playing, stadium shows, have been spectacular as well. And having that, and there's, you know, there's a lot of love for you guys on that front as well. And I was fortunate enough to catch you guys live about, I think it was about 10, maybe 15 years ago. And your live shows are great. It's just so, like, what's the word? The atmosphere. I think you just fill up that the venue. You just fill the venue with sound, and just having the cellos playing, the band playing, and it's just, you know, wherever you got that idea from originally, to sort of mash those two together and become a heavy metal.
Yeah, of course, our background is really, really strongly in classical music. And I started to play cello already when I was 5. But then we all studied in the same academy of music. And I would guess that, for example, me and Eikka, we became buddies already in early teenagers and started drinking beer and stuff like that. And what united was the music taste. So surely we played in orchestras, studied our classical stuff, but during those years, we began to listen to rock music too. And basically the first really idea, there was never any other idea that, hey, should we try to play some Sepultura and Metallica with these instruments, actually, with what we can play. And so we really, really made it only for ourselves, our own fun. Then step by step, we got to perform in some student parties, invited into a rock show. And there it started. And a kind of ridiculous fact is also that Apocalyptica's 5th official show was supporting Metallica in Helsinki Ice Hall in our hometown, because the guys heard that there is this crazy band who released an album of their music. So they decided that, okay, why don't they come then to support them? And, you know, 5th show ever.
That's just...
it's a rocket start, I would guess.
That is absolutely insane. I don't know how I would have handled that. Like, just mentally, like, your 5th show in and you're already supporting, like, the biggest metal band in the world. That's just crazy. And just because they heard that you guys did this. And, I mean, power to it. I mean, like I said, I discovered you guys via MTV, which is a rarity these days, considering it doesn't really have music as such anymore. It's more reality. Yeah. Not to knock it, but you know, it was a great resource for people like me, and I'm sure many others, in, you know, throughout the years. But yeah, oh, that's crazy. Fifth show. I can't even get my head around that. I was in a band, and if that happened to me, I don't know.
Don't worry. After that, we played years and years of really, really remote shitholes in a way.
Oh, okay,
so
good. Did the
we
work.
Did that. We did also the basic work before it went. But yeah, none of us could have believed or imagined anything like this, that we would still be doing this.
Yeah.
So maybe after, I would say that maybe around 2005 became a moment, for example, when I had to decide that, okay, this is my main thing. I had a vacancy in an orchestra until then, and I was always trying to do those two works and asking holidays from orchestra to be able to go to the rock tours, stuff like that. But so it took a really long while before we could establish ourselves that we see that, okay, this is the main thing. Now we put all our effort into this. So it's insane to think that there are still people curious and excited about this music.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of, I'm thinking back to like Metallica when they did S&M as well, and how they embrace that side of it, the classical music side, I mean, because it's quite we do have symphonic metal bands and things like that that do incorporate various strings and things like that into their music, but predominantly coming from that classical music background, like you have, and you said you had your own orchestra, you're working on your own things, you know, producing stuff on that side, and properly coming into the sort of metal world and being accepted by the metal community as well, which is quite a feat on that front, especially because they don't like new things in that respect. Not to knock anyone, sorry, but it's like I was part of the new metal thing here in England, and back in the early 2000s, I was in a band and I was the turntablist. So you can see behind me, I've got record players, and myself was the one that constantly got bombarded with, you know, it's not metal. What you're doing, it's like you're playing records. You're playing, and I got tired of arguing about it after a while. And yeah, it's just it, like just having that, like watching you guys have that, and then playing the festivals here, and playing various other sort of big venues here and everything. But it takes me on to your European tour that you've got later this year. That's coming up in September. And look, I'm looking at the dates now. You're playing. Where you're going? Dubai, Istanbul, Stockholm, Norway, Germany, Holland. Coming to the UK, which is amazing. So I'm going to try and get to the Royal Albert Hall show, because that sounds absolutely. I mean, that venue alone is. I mean, it's a historic venue.
And it is. Yeah. It is. It's going to be an emotional show, because I would guess that for all the bands around it, it is one of those dreams that, wow, I would one day want to perform in Royal Albert Hall. And this is our first time in there. So I'm sure that it's going to be a thrilling, thrilling evening.
It's a hell of a venue, and it's been very open to the rock and metal community in its recent years as well, which has been a surprise, to be honest, because normally it's reserved for the big classical shows. Various sort of, you know, comedians, whatever, have played there as well. And some bands have played there in the past. But I've noticed now they've had, you know, obviously you guys going to be in there, Incubus. My memory escapes me, but they've had a lot of rock bands in there recently. And I've not seen a rock band in there yet, but I'd like to. I've been there for various other shows in the past when I was a kid and stuff like that. And seeing the sort of like the classical side of things. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that. I mean, that, like you say, it for a classical musician like yourself, it's got to be one of the 10 venues in the world that you must play as a classical musician.
Absolutely, yes.
You know, and a sort of a bucket list moment, I would have thought, you know, crossing that one off your list. Is there anywhere else on that tour that you're looking forward to? I mean, obviously, we've got rest of the UK, you've got Scotland, Nottingham, Cardiff, Dublin, and then
absolutely. I'm looking for this tour. Probably, it feels funny, maybe every single time I say that, more than ever, but that's good progression if that actually is true. But this year, this album, it feels so amazing to be, after a whole career, to feel the exact same excitement that we had when, like, when I was 15 or when I heard Metallica's albums the very first time. And throughout some difficulties, challenges, and all of those things, sometimes not feeling the greatest mentally, whatever, through many, many stages, I'm so happy that I can be here still now, and in a 45-year-old, feeling the same excitement when the very, very first time I played something like For Whom the Bell Tolls, or those songs.
Yeah.
And this tour, I'm sure that it's this feeling will carry through the whole tour, and we are gonna probably tour around 2 years with this, playing everywhere. We
Excellent.
want to bring it everywhere for sure. So the we are putting a great effort to make a very impressive show around the music, and it's one of my favorite things ever. Also, I already started planning the set list for it,
Yeah.
and realizing that it's ridiculous how good those songs are. And from Metallica's back catalog, you can, however you even twist, put
Yeah.
them in whatever order, and it seems to work and make a great structure. And but yeah, it truly excites me to think that I'm gonna be all over the Europe, all over the world, playing the music that brought me to metal and made me a rock musician myself.
Excellent. No, I mean, I look forward to it. I'm good. Like I said, I should hit the London show. That's the nearest one to me, although Nottingham is quite easy for me to get to as well. I was just looking at the dates there. So, yeah, no, I mean, is it just going to be this tour? Is it just Metallica songs you're playing, or are you going to throw in some of your other like back catalog, or is it purely just for this volume
This
two?
is now purely for Metallica. Yeah, like
Okay.
honoring also our own start when we did have a Sepultura track in the first shows always, but we started as a cover band because mainly because of the love of Metallica's music, and this is the concept. Yes.
Okay, cool. I was going to say, because I love your cover of Hall of the Mountain King.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite tracks, and I used to have a little like DJ routine with it as well. Not when it was just sort of because it gets that cause faster, faster, faster. So I'm scratching away and stuff and making all these kinds of weird noises. But you know, and just hearing your guys' version of it was great as well. So I was hoping for that. But it's not. Metallica's fine. I love Metallica, so that's all good. Well, I've got a couple of questions left for you, if that's all right, before I let you go, because I know you're busy on that front. But if I can get you to name your three most pivotal albums that have kind of like you know, shaped your life or career. So the what, like when you first heard a certain album, you know, what was that album? It may not be your favorite album by them, but you know, if you can pick three.
Well, then I will need to start from for me, the very first rock album I actually heard, I think I was 10 or 11, was Skid Row's debut. And until then, I was basically grown only in the classical world. And then I heard that, and it totally affected something in me, like some certain excitement. So I started to listen rock music ever since. And from Skid Row, I went to Iron Maiden, to Judas Priest, and the Priest. I never actually left it. It is still one of my most listened band, most probably. I love it. And but after that, eventually to Metallica and to Slayer. So Metallica's Justice for All is from their catalog one of at least one of the most important albums, because that hearing Blackened the very first time, that kind of unheard sound world, for me it was such an impressive moment. Blackened, Justice for All song, and one of course on from that album. So that changed my world for sure. And I don't name any opera or classical music now because there's too much important stuff. But then the third album, I will choose actually, for example, Amon Amarth, Twilight of the Thunder God. because that also opened me to a new way of listening to music, I guess. Actually, I was a guest on that album for one song.
Yeah.
So I got to know those guys through that process. And then eventually I went playing with them on some shows and tours. But that truly became one of the most listened albums to me for all the time. I just simply fell in love with all the, I'm in a way, anyway, like fan of Viking and all those Muse and stuff like that. So it fascinated.
Cool. No, three fantastic albums right there. Yeah, Judas Priest, love those guys. They're obviously from the land of Priest here. I was unfortunate to miss them recently when they played, I think just played Wembley Arena. But I'm hoping to catch them at some point soon with their new album and everything. So that's so finally, Pertu, what are your hobbies away from music? And this probably sounds like a silly question because you seem to play a lot, but do you have anything away from the cello, if you will?
Away from cello is definitely the other. I need to mention that my main hobby would be maybe composing, or at least I spend so much time with the synths or sounds, and all the time learning, studying those things and creating beats, riffs or whatever. And eventually they might come into Apocalyptica songs or something else also. But yeah. Beside that, I love to play computer games because that's the most efficient and healthy way for me to get my brains off from the music.
Yeah.
So I kind of tend to sit quite a lot of in front of a computer. But beside that, I have a house in Finland in the woods. And especially during the pandemics when there was nothing else to do, I learned to renovate and do those kind of things myself. So I could even name that fixing things and kind of painting. It's very, very meditating and good contrast for playing a rock musician.
Exactly. That's amazing. Well, thank you for this, Pertu. Good luck with the album. It's out on June 7th, everyone. So go listen to the Four Horsemen now. It's a fantastic welcome back to the Metallica and Apocalyptic crossover. But yeah, thank you very much, guys. And yeah, have a good rest of your day.
For you too, man. Enjoy.
Thank you.
And I hope to see you in Royal Albert.
Yes, I'll be there. Don't worry.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye-bye.